Did you have a statement?
Yeah, I guess the statement would have been, because I do have supporting evidence that could help with some of the decision-making, like you said, the delusions, because I have communications with Alex Wilson, the club owner, who wanted me to help look for drugs and sex traffickers in the club, and contact with other individuals, including my friends, and how when I was detained, I was actually told to dress to impress, because I was also undercover at that time. I was being contacted by someone who was Department of Justice, DOJ, and FBI. And so when we were there, I thought we were doing a bust, but apparently I got busted. But I never stepped foot inside the club. I haven't since that Friday. And I was, like you said, never warranted or told even of any type of restraining order. So I had no idea.
I appreciate that clarification. It doesn't change my decision today. And if they're going to seek to detain you for longer, they do have to file at least by the 11th day of your 14 so that you have additional time to work with your attorney, to bring witnesses, to gather emails, to be prepared for the hearing. So I would just encourage you to gather that information and work with your attorney if the need arises.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome. I always reserve room for the idea that I might have got it wrong.
I like your perfect humor.
If I could, then you just sign here. But do you have any firearms that you will need to turn over?
No, I have no firearms. Okay. I had no plan to get any either.
All right. If I could just get your signature there. This is notice that you can't acquire any now. And you have to have your rights restored by a court before you are allowed to acquire any. Okay?
29th
today. Mm-hmm.
Locked up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Awesome.
That's all we need.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Is this my copy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Yes, that is your copy to keep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are we going with that? Where are we going with that?